first thing is these 45 million represent 8.3% of the regional population. I would say that there has been important advancement, and one of them is precisely recognition in the constitutional reforms. And I would highlight two countries that have done that, Bolivia and Ecuador. Both countries have really recognized them at the constitutional level in a very open way, in guaranteeing the rights, which is precisely what this report is about. Now, the second thing is, how do we raise issues that are of extreme importance to them? That we have to make sure that we are conscious of the problems that they are confronting in a region like ours, where poverty, for example, extreme poverty is worst on the indigenous populations of the region. And of course, education and health, all the indicators, for example, of the Millennium Development Goals have very preoccupying indicators in the region as compared with the rest of the population. Second thing is that what is the current situation in terms of the participation of indigenous people in decision-making? What can be done also in terms of the infants and the children? There are the child mortality is much higher than the rest of the population. Child mortality, at least as measured in 9 countries as we present in the report, you will see that the rates of mortality are extremely high still in child mortality.
What's the regional infant mortality rate of indigenous people?
We have made an evaluation of 9 countries of the region, and we can say that in certain way, for example, there are countries that in indigenous people, the child mortality per 1,000 live births, it's over 50 or 60 in many of these countries, in the majority of these countries, while the rest of the population has been able to be around 20 to 30. So we're talking about double.
How do you perceive that the needs of and the rights of indigenous people should be represented in the post-2015 development agenda?
I think they have to be represented in each one of the, for example, in the 17 focal areas. It has to be mainstreamed in the whole agenda. We have to mainstream the problems of the indigenous peoples all the way through. If we are talking about extreme poverty, we have to look into why extreme poverty is worse in indigenous peoples than in the non-indigenous people. If we want to eradicate extreme poverty by 2030, special efforts will need to be made in the indigenous peoples' communities, both in the rural areas and in the urban areas. Secondly, I guess in the health, health is one of the major components of the problems the indigenous peoples are facing. Indeed, when we're talking about sustainability and the protection of biodiversity, for example, that is a component in which indigenous peoples can be very helpful in the sense of how to preserve biodiversity. They know how to do it, and they can help us, the non-indigenous communities, to do it better, because they do have, I would say, a very strong mechanisms to do this. They are very, I would say, ancestral technologies that could be learned from indigenous peoples on how to handle soil, how to handle even agriculture in certain ways, and I think we need to learn from them.